Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hello! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming around the planet at MyTalk107.1.com. I'm Jace with Lex, and Dawn McClain will be here in a little bit.
Yeah, she's on her way. Yep.
Thanks for being here on this Tuesday, October 4th, 2022. What's going on, Lex?
Hi, Fluffy!
Hello, buddy.
Hey.
Hey, girl, hey.
Feeling good today? Same old, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
How are you feeling?
Good. Just sitting here enjoying a little coffee and...
Oh, is that my cue to play this?
No.
Don't worry about it.
Let's not even worry about it today.
Oh, okay.
Let's not even do it today. Anyway, it is Tuesday, October 4th, 2022, and it's Taco Day. It's National Taco
Ooh,
Day.
Ooh, okay.
I will list off the holidays. Let's see here. We have Taco Day, Cinnamon Roll Day, E-Day, Improve Your Office Day, International Toot Your Flute Day, National Fruit at Work Day, National Golf Day, National Ships and Bottles Day, Taco Day, like I said. It's my favorite day of the year, Vodka Day, 10-4 Day, and World Animal Day. So there we go.
Toot your flute. That's...
I don't know about that. Let me see here. Spam. Let me avoid the spam there with this. To toot or blow one's own horn is to talk boastfully about oneself or achievements. Mm. International Toot Your Own Flute Day is a self-centered day to focus on yourself and your own achievements. It's a day to pause, slow down, and enjoy life. It's also a day to bask in your strengths and accomplishments and let others know about them. So I think it's the same thing. I think it's the same thing as toot your own horn.
It's just you pick a different instrument, I guess.
Pick a different instrument.
I guess
you
could toot,
toot your flute. Yeah.
Or you could toot your French horn.
I could do that.
I'm tooting my kazoo.
That's right. If I had one, and I could probably do a note still on a French horn. I don't know if I could play much more than that. I could probably do an F, and I don't know why F came to my mind. I think it was...
Is that easy fingering?
I think so. And you always go for that. But if I think it's the easy... I think F is an easy note to play. If there are any brass instrument players out there, if you could tweet me and confirm or deny that. But I think I just remember thinking that it was pretty easy. Yeah. It's a hard instrument to play. It's very hard.
Oh, so, yeah. You got to get the control of your breath, and your tongue has to be just right, and your lips got to be around it.
Yep.
Or
yeah.
in it. I don't know. And I've actually never played one.
Yeah, and it was also hard in marching band, because I played that freshman year in marching band, and it's a hard marching band instrument to play. I think even they give you a different one. Yeah, this is all coming back to me.
What does that mean?
I think that you have one, and if I'm wrong about this, again, friends, please let me know, but I think you have a French horn when you're sitting, and then there's a different shaped French horn that they give you for marching band.
It's probably smaller, right?
Yeah, because you have to cup that. Oh, you have to cup the horn, the bottom part. Mm. And that is hard to do, obviously, while you're moving. So,
wow. I did not know that.
I didn't know it until my aggressive memory just kicked in spit that out like a receipt. I think I do remember that. But I only did that. I think I only played French horn for 2 years, and then by sophomore year of high school, I was done. I had to say goodbye to my band friends. I couldn't do any more of the polyester suits and all that stuff.
It's such a commitment too. You have to be at all the home games and.
Well, I didn't like the summer. Yeah, I didn't like the summer commitment. I remember being told by my mother that my go. So the summer between eighth grade and ninth grade, so eighth grade and freshman year, my mom told me that my August was going to be cut short because marching band started. And I'm like, what? My last month of summer, I have to do something like other than sit on the couch. What?
Oh, yeah.
And I remember thinking, oh, this is going to end my band career. This is it. I'm not doing this for two years in a row. But yeah, anyway. Yep.
Hey, that's the way soccer was too. And football, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You start right away.
You wrote on the sheet here something about Zen's friends.
Oh my gosh, yes. Okay, so, you know, my son, 2.5, well, he'll be 3 actually in November, so he's more than half.
But, crazy.
I know, isn't that nuts? Well, yeah. he goes to daycare every day, and, you know, we talked about how I got in trouble for taking screenshots of the video, the cameras, and all of that. Well, one thing that I don't get in trouble for is that they have their own app and they send pictures and they say, you know, what they're doing. And so I always think that's really fun. And so at the end of the day, because, yeah, he's almost 3. So you just kind of like, how was your day? And he doesn't say anything. Okay. So then you have to be more specific, right? Like, oh, I saw you ate some bananas for lunch. How did that taste? You know, like you just start bringing up the different activities for the day. And so what's so cute is that they'll post pictures of like the group and they're doing art projects or whatever. And so now I've started to ask, well, who's this? Who's that? And I can't understand these names. So now when I see this one kid, I call him Wheat Thins. There's another kid, I call him Pringles, because I ask him who these people are, and it sounded like he said his name was Wheat Thins.
Wheat Thins.
I was like, oh, there's Wheat Thins. Another kid, he calls Bad News. At least that's what I hear, is Bad News. That might actually be accurate. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
There's one kid that he calls Daddy Yay.
Daddy Yay.
Now he doesn't call him that. It's just what I hear. You know, I'm thinking he's saying the kid's real name, but I don't know. So I'm like, oh, Daddy Yay. Okay, how was he today? Okay, how was Wheat Thins behaving? Oh, okay, great. and there's one kid. It sounds like he's saying BBs,
but it's not BBs.
No,
it's,
I'm sure it. You know,
yeah,
they have real names. It's just that's what I hear.
And then when you inquire, he can neither confirm nor deny that these kids are not named after snack foods.
Exactly. And maybe that says more about me. I'm thinking of snack foods when I hear it. But I'm like, oh, how's Wheat Thins? And then he'll correct me and say the real name. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not getting that. I'm so sorry.
No.
Keep trying. And, oh, but yeah.
Because at almost 3.
Yeah.
What is his vocabulary like?
Oh, he's fully saying their names. It's just, it's my own, like, what is that again? I should probably just ask the teacher for, like, a list of their names.
Maybe so you can connect, try to figure, make it into a game. Who do you think is Wheat Thin?
Like, yeah.
Is it Will? You know, is it, try to connect. That would be a fun game to try to figure out who's who in the roster.
Yeah. I got to start doing that. Now, there's other words that are very clear because I can connect them. But when it's a name, you know, like some, you know, I don't know, that kid, does that kid look like a Willa? Maybe, maybe not. And they're all really cute names, too.
General question, though. I sadly don't get to see my nephew, who's around Zen's age, with any frequency. What is a 3-year-old's vocabulary like? Is it,
short sentences?
Short sentences.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He likes to sing a lot. So, like, the wheels on the bus, like the songs that they sing at school. So, he likes to, you know, sing. He counts. He knows a lot of names. And luckily, they're people that I know. So I'm like, oh, yeah, that is Betsy. Yeah. You know, so there's, names, he gets his message across.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's funny because, you know, he speaks Spanish with my husband and then, you know, English with me, right? So he kind of goes back and forth, which is really funny. Like when he wants milk, he'll ask for hot milk. And then sometimes it will be leche. And then he also calls it ach, which is a whole nother, like, where did that come from?
Yeah.
So, you know, just getting to know what they say. There's a lot of times I'm like, I have no idea. Help does me, kid, help me.
Does Angel almost exclusively speak to him in Spanish?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah. That's wonderful.
That's what one of the doctors or someone said, that that's the best thing.
Oh, really?
For him to just to learn, you know, naturally. But he does look at me sometimes when I speak in Spanish, and he's like, don't even try that.
Yeah.
I speak that with Poppy. I'm like, oh, well, I could still say leche, okay?
Yeah.
All right?
Because how is your Spanish? Is it?
Well, you know, I'm getting there. Yeah. I understand it more. I think that that is one of the biggest fails, at least for me, in terms of education. I took it all through high school. I can read and write it pretty well, but the speaking part is what's hard. Yeah. And it's more of a confidence thing.
Oh, okay.
For me, at least. When we were in Puerto Rico, we were there for a couple weeks at one point when we were visiting his mom and family. And by like a week of being immersed in it, I felt so much better. Once I'm in there. And they helped me out, too. So I think I understand a lot more than maybe, you know, it seems. But it's and getting there. I don't want them to have a secret language. And I'm going, wait a second.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Yeah. Those two conspiring with, right? Yeah.
And they're pulling out all this like slang. I'm like, wait
a minute.
But I listen and I'm like, okay, yeah, I know what that means. Sit down stand up or, you know, put your shoes away or whatever.
Certain words like that.
Yes.
Yep. I love it. Hey guys, listener rewards. It's a new month. So that means brand new stuff to win just by listening. Win tickets to fun events like a boy band Christmas at Mystic Lake, which will feature Jeff Timmons. He was just on the other show a couple days ago. Nice guy from 98 Degrees. Or an Aveda prize pack plus great items coming soon. So sign up for listener rewards right now at mytalk1071.com. We'll come back a little food news, some a new Pepsi item, and Taco Bell's not stopping at the Mexican pizza.
Ooh.
They're bringing back another favorite discontinued item. When we come back after this. Jason and Alexis in the morning on this Tuesday, October 4th. I'm Jace with Lex. On this Tuesday, I already said that. Thanks for being here, everybody.
Hey, girl, hey!
We were talking about marching band earlier.
Yeah, did you get some notes about it?
Yeah, Panda sent a little picture. And my memory was right. Yeah, there is a different marching French horn that looks more like a conventional trumpet or a horn. So I didn't remember if we have to pay for that. I think my mom did have to pay for both, or maybe the school let you borrow the, that's expensive for parents. I don't know.
I would hope that they would reimburse for some of that.
Yeah.
I mean, some of these bands should get paid just like athletes at some point.
Yeah. Because the instruments, one is incredibly expensive.
Yeah.
Let alone two, for heaven's sake. A little bit of food news. What's happening with Pepsi?
Oh, Pepsi has now released three nasty flavored Pepsis. Well, they sound pretty gross to me. It's all s'more related. So we've got toasty marshmallow, graham cracker, and chocolate.
Oh.
That sounds pretty gross, right?
That's mixed with cola? No.
Yeah. So I was reading some of the reviews because I was like, huh, interesting. Maybe this would be something we could do on the show. And someone from the Today Show reviewed them. Now, this person admittedly says she's more of a Coke person, which I am too. But she tried the toasty marshmallow and says that it's understated and has no particular taste at all and really pretty much absent of any real marshmallow flavor.
Oh, okay.
So there's that. The chocolate one has some merit. It's more like a can of Pepsi that walked by a chocolate's house and waved as it continued down the street.
Oh, wow.
She described it as wet chocolate and coffee taste in this combo. Oh. But that was the favorite of the three. Graham cracker, she just said, is a prank.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
It's just absolutely terrible. It's for someone who hates graham crackers.
Oh, wow.
She says it's sharp, burned flavor that you get right at the beginning, and then you get the sensation of bread.
I'm sorry, bread?
Yes.
While drinking a cola?
Yeah.
Ew. Oh.
Yeah, so...
Why would you want that? Why would you want the taste of bread? I love bread, but...
Yeah, especially
not when you're drinking
Pepsi.
Cola.
Mm-mm. No, but it's supposed to taste like graham cracker, which is just as bad.
Yeah.
I mean, I love graham crackers by themselves, but you think of any kind of soggy cracker, yeasty, floury thing, nast. That is just nast.
It's just gross.
But I do kind of want to see us try them.
I do, too.
Just for the reactions. Or maybe Colleen and Bradley will do it.
For cheat day?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've seen enough CNBC little mini docs to know. I'm obsessed with those. They're on their social media. They have these little like 4 minute breakdowns of different companies. It's fascinating.
Wait,
anyway,
on MSNBC,
CNBC's gotcha. Social media channels.
Oh, cool.
They do these. Yeah, they're like little bite sized historical nuggets of corporations, or not historical, but overviews, I should say, of corporations and where they are and what their, you know, their strengths and weaknesses are. Anyway,
yeah, cool.
I know that as our tastes have changed, the cola companies are really struggling and have for a decade with how to really entice us as consumers have moved toward more healthy habits as far as the beverages we consume.
Yeah, it's striking that right chord there.
Yeah. I mean, youngins do not drink pop with the regularity that we did. I mean, good Lord. I mean, that was all we drank as kids. I mean, we had Kool-Aid and we would dump, you know, 2 cups of sugar in a serving of Kool-Aid. And that's not a joke. I mean, I think one thing of Kool-Aid does take a whole cup of sugar or something. I forgot what it was, but anyway.
Yep.
But as tastes change, they're trying to figure out what to do. You know, do we put coffee in the cola? Do we put, you know, do we make it pump it full of vitamins or graham crackers?
I feel like there's two audiences and you have to kind of pick a lane. Are you going with the health conscious or are you going with the people who just don't care or they just want flavor? You know, like not that there's no flavor with the other people. I'm just saying they want it full out, you know?
Yeah.
It's hard to kind of like with soda, you almost have to just say we're just going with the I don't care out. Then there's the bubbly too.
I feel that way. It's almost like the fat-free salad dressings.
Exactly. Yes. It's
why bother? Here's the deal. Salad dressings are salad dressings. When you do that fat-free stuff, what you're really doing, then you're pumping it full of sugar to try to make the calorie, to try to make the taste better. Mm-hmm. So it's really not any healthier for you. Just lean into the fact that it's, you know what? Use it in moderation. And the cola companies, lean into, don't try to make it healthier. Cola is not healthy. And no one, you're not going to fool anybody. No. Just lean into the, because there are days, especially at McDonald's, there are days when even though I don't drink it, a lot of it,
there are
moments where a crisp Coke sounds so good to me.
Yes.
I mean, so I don't know what it is. Well, I think it's the addictive properties in it. So bravo to them. But
yes.
They're, you know, it's a legal addictive stimulant, but I crave even a Diet Coke.
Yes.
There are certain, like if I have like a Jimmy John's or there are certain meals where I would normally do water, a crisp, fresh Coke.
Nothing beats
is really good. And again, like McDonald's has the best.
Ginger ale. Oh yeah. They do the fountain drinks.
Yep.
Do you still do like a half diet, half regular Coke?
Oh, good memory.
I used to do that all the time.
Yeah, I used to do like a little pump. A little pump of regular.
Yeah.
No, not so much. Because I just
straight diet.
Because I enjoy Diet Coke. Because like you, I don't like Diet Pepsi. I think it tastes horrible. Mm. I'm Diet Coke all the way.
Yeah.
So What's Taco Bell doing?
Yeah.
Well, you know, they brought back the Mexican pizza.
Yep.
And then that was a discontinued item. Well, there's another discontinued item that they're bringing back, and that's the double decker taco. And I think this one, I'm more excited for this one than I am the Mexican pizza.
Gosh, remind me of double decker taco. So, is it both the same shell, or is it one of each shell?
It is one of each shell, okay. And then it's held together by refried beans. Right. So it's a regular taco.
Okay.
Then they put refried beans on a soft tortilla and then wrap the hard shell.
Ooh,
it's so good.
Is that back now or is that on its way?
End of this year.
Ooh,
end of this year. So good. We're going to take a break, everybody. Follow us on social media, Lex in the Cities, Dawn at Dark, and Jason Matheson. When we come back, the reaction to the trailer for Wakanda Forever dropped yesterday. That and more when we come back. Stay with us.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor. From like the 70s or 80s.
Turn the
Turn on to Mary. It's Mary Tyler Moore with a whole season of comedy and a brand new show. You'll see comedy as only Mary can do it, with dance, song, and an outrageous family of regulars. M is for magic. M is for mischievous. M is for marvelous. But most of all, this fall, M is for Mary.
Turn us on. We'll turn you on.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
That is from 1978.
Whoa.
And the premiere of Mary, which was a variety show that CBS gave Mary Tyler Moore after the Mary Tyler Moore show went off the air with Michael Keaton and David Letterman some of the regulars. Yeah, it was like the Carol Burnett show, but with Mary. Yeah.
Cool.
Welcome back, Jason and Alexis, in the morning. Did you guys see the Wakanda Forever trailer?
I did.
Dawn's back.
Hi.
Hey, Dawn's here. Hey.
I am here.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, girl.
Hi. MC woke me up at 5:48.
Oh, man.
And that's when he goes to the gym about 6. And I'm like, what? Like, my alarms, I don't know if the volume was turned down or what. But anyway, I have not done that for like 10 years at least.
Yep.
Oh, maybe 15. So I apologize. Oh. I saw it. There's a lot of action going on. It seems like I hope that it's not nonstop action, because sometimes that's a little distracting, like a Transformers movie where you're like, what's going on here? The one thing that did catch my eye is the tiny wings on the feet of somebody who's flying in. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's standing upright and flying, and I don't know what character this is. I think it's a new character.
He's the bad guy. My understanding is he's the leader of their version of Atlantis.
I see. Okay. All right. Well, that was like, are those little wings going to support his whole body? I sort of had an Alexis moment there.
Yes. You know. I love it.
Yeah, but it looks like it's going to be excellent. It's just full of all the bells and whistles that you would want it to be.
Yeah.
Lex, did you see it?
The morning. Yeah, I did. I'm just rewatching the visuals again because I was listening to it.
Including the feather feet?
Yeah, including the feather feet. I really love it because it looks like it almost, they are little wings, but it almost looks like a little propeller around the ankle, which I
Can you say that again, please? What did you just say?
They're like little wings, but it almost, the way they flutter, it almost looks like they're going around his ankle.
Dawn, you did this. You got her to focus on this.
Yeah. It's the thing that stuck out to me the most without pulling my notes up. I kind of in a weird place
right
now.
Sorry.
No,
I shouldn't have started with you. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. That's just what came to mind first.
Right, right. And then to see the accessories, too. I mean, the fashion is just on point as usual with anyone who lives in Wakanda. Yeah, there's lots of action. Looks like there's lots of water scenes as well, lots of pounding of chest.
That's what I was going to say. You know how you can have an app or some type of something on your TV that edits out bad parts for kids. Yeah. Like, you can watch movies like that.
Right. Yeah.
I need that for water scenes, because I was already like, uh-oh, this is going to be a problem for me.
Yeah.
Does it?
I was thinking about that when I watched it for you. And then there's fire, too.
Fire's fine.
So the fire's fine. But yeah.
Does it affect you even with the short blips? Like, just...
Yeah, it's really shocking. It's like somebody, like, if you didn't like clowns, if you hated clowns, if somebody...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, put a clown right in your face.
Yeah. Colin doesn't like snakes, so that's why I ask, because it's even one little TikTok video will send him cowering into the corner of the
Seriously,
couch.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, any, like... Seriously. Ooh, like, there's a last shot of, like, something that looks like a big boat.
Yeah.
Or a whale. Not sure. Or a whale with a lot of people swimming around it. And that view is really disturbing to me. And also, if they take a shot where they dip down into the water and you start to see the half water out, half water in,
yes.
And it's gurgling, because I had a near drowning incident. So that triggers something in me.
Well, yeah. I speaking of, well, last week and stuff, I didn't realize you had obviously mentioned it and talked about it in terms of entertainment. I think, and Lex, I don't want to speak for you, I think where that level, where your level of fear of water came very well, clear, no pun intended, was when, and I felt so bad for you, you couldn't attend the reception for Zoo, for the PD&D Zoo, because they had the aquarium, and one side, well, it was one of the walls was an aquarium, and it really bothered you. And I think that was when I was driving home like, wow, what that must feel like. And that's when it came. I don't know about you, Lex, but that's I'll never forget.
Well, actually, it came for me actually before that, because I think this was maybe before you went down to Texas. We did a little tour of the aquarium, and the I don't mean to laugh, Dawn.
No, just
but
fine.
The visual is so funny. The only way you were able to walk through there was in the panda costume.
Yeah.
So what?
I got in our panda costume.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And there were kids in there, so it was great. We wanted to have the panda out because it's the zoo. Well, but I can only see through the eye holes. I couldn't see any water or anything.
Yeah.
So and that was fine?
It was great, because I was already feeling nervous just knowing there was a tank, huge tanks in there. So little kids coming up and hugging me was very comforting.
The distraction.
I did burst into tears with Marley whenever we came around that corner and it was like otter tanks or something that are like through a cave. I was just like, I didn't...
By the
I
bears.
Was just talking to her, and then... We're almost. I saw them, and it just was such a shock. And I'm like,
proximity doesn't bother you, Dawn. It's the because if you were still by the tank, it's just a matter of seeing it. Your fear. If you're close to it, it doesn't matter.
Well, it was. It did matter when I was in the panda suit, because I knew they were there.
Yeah. But that's why I was asking.
Actually, kind of close your eyes a little too.
I've been to therapy for this, and they did this thing that I don't remember what it's called. It's like, it's not AMSR, but it's something that is a light therapy where you watch this light. It's almost like a traffic light, and it goes back and forth, and you watch it, and you make your eyes move back and forth with the light, and they have you over and over again in each session recount what happened to you, and you talk about it, and then it's supposed to reset your brain. So I at least am able to get on a boat, and I can see the surface of the water. I just have a technique where I turn it into a flat surface.
Yeah,
it's like a hard reboot.
It is.
An iPhone.
It doesn't work all the way of, like, you know.
Yeah, that you're fine.
Yeah, if it's clear water, like in Switzerland, I could look over into the clear glacial stream, because there are no fish and you can see the bottom.
Like, and were you uncomfortable? I just was thinking, you went on the pontoon a couple times out at the lake house, and that's green water. Was that fine?
It's fine, because I pretended it was a flat surface, and I also took a pill for panic.
Got it. Okay.
That I have. That's just for those occasions.
So I kind of zoned
myself out, and then just didn't look really.
Yeah, down. Yeah. Look down.
It's fine. That's, you know.
Yeah.
My, I saw the when I looked at the trip, we're talking Wakanda Forever, then we stumbled upon the water. But my one observation that I was a little surprised that Disney did with the Wakanda Forever trailer, they revealed who the new Black Panther is going to be. Oh. I mean, not that anyone really wondered. Yeah. Everyone kind of guessed who it would be. But I was a little surprised that the last frame or the last kind of scene is revealing who it's going to be. So I was like, wow, okay. They're not hiding that. They're just putting it out there in the trailer.
I need to watch the first one again. I have a really bad memory, and I just lose the plot of something after a couple of years. So,
yeah. And go watch the trailer. I don't want to say who it is. If you want to be surprised, maybe you're not seeing the trailer.
Okay, yep. All right, yep.
Yeah, if you
check it out, I'll put a link up on our show page so you can check it out there. If it's that's easy way to find
it. And if you want to watch a trailer and not be spoiled, just turn it off like a minute and 30 into it, because it's the last kind of sequence where they reveal a new Black Panther outfit. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of went, oh, okay. They're just telling you, they're not going to wait. They're telling you right away who it's going to be. So when we come back, Paris Hilton needs your help. Dawn has that story. Plus, Niecy Nash has a, well, you'll see. We'll be right back.
I love this.
Welcome back, everyone. Jason and Alexis in the morning. It's Tuesday, October 4th, 2022. Jason, Alexis, and Dawn, thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. Miss the show live, don't worry. You can always get in podcast form. Search on our My Talk app. Niecy Nash is in the headlines a lot. She has a show on CBS. She has a game show. And she is...
For 9 years, a dangerous man terrorized women, breaking into homes and raping his victims before killing a brilliant young scientist in 1998.
The more the victims resisted, the more violent he became.
Then he suddenly stops, leaving police with a lot of clues and one unknown subject.
I'm Paul Wagner. Join me for Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast series. Search American Nightmare Podcast on all podcast platforms today.
To be your best every day, you need proven quality sleep every night. Science proves your best sleep is vital to your mental, emotional, and physical health. And that's where the Sleep Number bed comes in. And let me tell you, ever since I've had it, my sleep IQ score is just going higher and higher. And did you know 8 out of 10 couples say that one of them sleeps too hot or too cold? Science tells us regulating your sleep temperature leads to higher quality sleep. For many couples, temperature struggles are a real challenge. So here are some tips to help you both sleep just right. Look for beds designed with temperature benefits, such as the new Sleep Number Climate 360 Smart Bed that actively warms and cools each side so you both sleep blissfully comfortable. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing for a limited time. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/podcast1. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details.
Grab a 30-day free trial of Live by Live Plus, and you'll get unlimited skips, commercial-free music, and all of the podcasts and live streaming events you can handle. Visit livexlive.com/podcast1 to learn more and start your free trial.